From the Cradle to the Empty Grave, Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, presented by Pastor Gregory Seltz.
The Rock Crumbles. Thursday, April 6, 2017. Our text, Luke 22, verse 54. Then they seized him, and they led Jesus away, bringing him into the high priest's house, and Peter was following at a distance. When Jesus is arrested, the disciples scatter in fear and go into hiding, all that is except for Peter. He follows at a distance, then slips into the courtyard, posing as one of the temple police. Though it seems bold and courageous, Jesus does not want him there. He wants him safe with the other disciples. There is no reason for Peter to put himself in jeopardy. Jesus has already spelled out exactly what will happen. In the cold night air, the guards light a fire, and Peter sits down to warm himself. But the firelight betrays him. Carefully studying his face, a maid points him out to the other guards. "This man was also with him," she says. Realizing the grave danger, Peter quickly answers, "Woman, I don't know him." A short time later, someone else recognizes him and says, "You're also one of them." Peter answers, "Man, I am not." Luke's narrative is kind to Peter. He only mentions the denials, not the oaths and the curses he calls down on himself. An hour later, still another challenges him. "Certainly, this man was with him, for he too is a Galilean." Peter snaps back, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." And he immediately hears a rooster crowing and turns and looks straight into Jesus' face. Even as the words of his third denial are pouring from his lips. Remembering Jesus' prediction, Peter goes out and he weeps bitterly. In its own way, Peter's denial was as painful for Jesus as was Judas' betrayal. For Peter, the guilt and the shame, they must have been dreadful. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, you looked in love on Peter in the midst of his sin. Look on me in my sins, and turn me to sorrow and regret so that I may turn to you for forgiveness and peace. Amen.